The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You ready for more of the same? Or is it going to get worse?
Hopefully it gets worse.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, really, really push the fucking envelope. Just really get in there.
Yeah. Well, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk riots, COVID, detention centers, vandalism, and much more to start 2021. No top 10 this week. Instead, it may be our favorite show of the year because it's our annual Deadpool draft. And of course, we will answer your listener questions.
Okay, wait. Did we tied?
We tied, yes. Mother you did not fucker. Win. We tied.
I got closer last year than I ever did, though.
That's true. I think the most you had ever had before was one.
Yeah.
And you had, we both ended up last year with three. Three apiece.
Yeah.
So, with the way things are going this year, we could end up with seven or eight. So,
right. Fucking A.
The way it's going. So, all right, you ready to get into this?
Yes.
All right, TV news this week. We're starting with some sad news here. Dawn Wells, who played Marianne on Gilligan's Island, passed away in L.A. this week. They say COVID-19 complications. She was 82, so.
Apparently she had dementia.
Yeah.
So which all the stories is... I read, that it was they all said she died of COVID. And then when you get into the story, it was complications of COVID.
Right, when you actually read the facts, it's, oh, I'm sure this gunshot wound will be counted as COVID. Yeah, one of those. So.
And I didn't even know she died. I looked at it. Justin sent me the picture last night for the thing, and I looked at it. And said, Dawn Wells is on there. Why the hell? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was she on my list?
No.
And it was too late anyway.
As we are recording this as of, what's the time here? Let's say a quarter after nine on the 3rd of January. So if anybody dies from now and they are on our list, they will be counted. So I just want, giving Vince every chance possible.
I'm just going to turn, I'm just going to turn my news read feed thing on and just fucking cheat.
Yeah. So, all right, next story here. Celebrated voice actor Tom Kane, whose work goes from Star Wars to Archer, Powerpuff Girls, the Halloween franchise. His daughter put in a Facebook post that he had a stroke in November. He said, while he is still very much himself, the stroke has left him with little ability to communicate verbally. So probably will, they're saying that's highly unlikely he will ever do voice acting again. They're working on just getting him able to speak. He lent his voice to a variety of notable characters, including Yoda on the Clone Wars and in the 2008 movie. He did multiple characters for Force Awakens, Rogue One. He was Admiral Stackbar in Last Jedi. For Archer, he played the butler Woodhouse. And for Powerpuff Girls, this is Professor Utonium. This is the dad, so.
What was his name?
Tom Kane.
So. K-A-N-E?
Yes. Like that weird stripper that worked at Joker's Wild in Muncie.
Buddy,
but her first name was Candy, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But it is Muncie. It could be a stripper named Tom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that sucks for... That just really sucks. So, last thing for TV news this week. There's not a lot of first half of the show news, so that's good
Sweet.
For Vince. That's good for Vince. The stalking and intimidation cases brought by four women against Danny Masterson must now go through mediation within the Church of Scientology, an L.A. judge ruled on Wednesday.
What?
Ruling comes just days before Masterson scheduled arraignment on three charges of rape. Between 2001 and 2003. In early November, The hearing was set for January 6th. On Wednesday, L.A. County Superior Court Judge Stephen Clyfield ruled that the harassment complaint from six people must be settled by the church in religious arbitration. Since an arbitration agreement already exists among the parties that compels disputes to be handled by the Church of Scientology.
So they're going to throw money at the problem and it'll go away?
Oh, this part, the stalking and intimidation part, that's gone. You can that's just going to be disappear magically. The Zindu alien will take it away and hide it in a volcano or some shit. But yeah, the rape part, the actual, what they're calling criminal part, that will still go to trial. But the stalking and intimidation, which you would think would be criminal, that part of it has to go back to the Church of Scientology for them to figure it out.
That's...
which sounds like bullshit.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is a judge saying, nope, you have to go, the church has to fix it. Huh? That makes no sense.
The nukes, when are they coming?
Would you like to buy an RV?
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently you get COVID if you drive an RV.
Oh, do you? Fuck.
Yeah, apparently.
I believe he was in a Winnebago. Yeah, Lone Star.
That was it for TV news this week. Movie news, the only real kind of big movie news is Wonder Woman 84 came out, and Warner Brothers immediately announced we're getting Wonder Woman 3 with Gal Gadot back and Patty Jenkins to write and direct the concluding entry into the superhero trilogy. Wonder Woman 3 will be getting traditional theatrical release. So when it's done, it is going to theaters before it goes streaming as of now. Yes.
I heard it was a big, hot, steaming pile of shit.
Well, that's what I've seen. I've seen people saying that the movie was okay, and others saying it was quite bad. I had not personally watched it yet. Probably not going to get around to that for quite a while. So
I refuse.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's probably, if it's bad, it's a guy's fault, I'm sure.
So. No, there was always, she wrote it.
Well, yeah, but it's men's fault for it.
Well, it was men's fault the last movie, apparently, because men wrote it, and it did really well, right?
Yes.
She wrote it, and it sucked.
Right.
You see a pattern.
Evil white men.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, evil white men. That was it for movies. Comic book news, there's only one thing, and that's Keanu Reeves' Berserker graphic novel. Looks like it is now scheduled for October 5th. To be in comic book shops. So, first of the year, there's not really a lot of news because everybody's still hungover. You know, Mayor de Blasio and his wife were the only ones that got to go to Times Square. You know, just weird things like that.
But, did they?
Yeah, they danced in Times Square together.
Did you see the pictures from Wuhan?
Yeah. Thousands and thousands.
I want a slap in the face.
But your plebeian ass can't go to Times Square. Yeah. Just, yeah.
It was pretty funny. Like, I kind of expected it, and then they had it on the news. I was like, oh, it's so awesome. What are you going to do?
Just, you know, they're just poking. You're not going to do nothing. You're not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Well,
you're right. We're good Christians.
We'll see. Sorry.
We're evil white people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're getting on the train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the Lousing Agent.
Yeah. We'll get to that second half of the show. Comic book recommendations for books that came out this week. A lot of books did come out this week that are interesting. Transformers Escape, issue 1. Transformers issue 26 of the normal book. Transformers Galaxies, issue 12. They usually release all the Transformers books on the same day. So, Ghost Rider, Return of Vengeance, issue number 1. Avengers, issue 40. This is a big Phoenix War start. I believe it's the start of the storyline. Dungeons and Dragons, At the Spine of the World, issue 2.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Justice League, Endless Winter, issue 2 of 2. This finishes up this It's two issues. I guess it's not really a miniseries, but this storyline. Tales from the Dark Multiverse, Dark Knight's Metal. One shot came out this week, and Dark Knight's Death Metal, The Last 52, War of the Multiverses, one shot. Good lord. And last thing, Batman Annual number 5, which I believe is the origin story of Clown Hunter. So you might want to pick that one up. That might be worth a little bit of money coming up. So there you go.
That's nice.
That is nice. Wrestling news this week. Tony Schiavone revealed that Brody Lee's son, Brody Jr. Negative One, as he's now known, has signed an official contract with All Elite Wrestling. And he will be given the opportunity to join the company once he is old enough. Of course, he is 8 right now. If they're around in 10 years, then hopefully they will be. And hopefully Negative One will have a job with the company. He's already signed, so that's very nice of them. And they also announced that Big Brody is the TNT champion for life, as they gave the belt to his son during the tribute show, and they retired that design of the belt. A new one will be made going forward, so it was also very cool. Tony Khan then came out on Twitter and said, "Thank you everyone who joined us for Dynamite to celebrate the life of John Huber, known to fans as Mr. Brody Lee. It was a great honor to host his family, Amanda, Brody, and Nolan. I bought the rights to Old 55 by Tom Waits in perpetuity, so that tribute will last forever. This was the song that was played during the video montage at the end of the tribute show." So Tony Khan just spent the money and bought a Tom Waits song, because he can, which is very cool.
Jesus Christ, man.
The tribute show was fantastic. It was the right way to do a tribute show. So, very well done. Even AEW haters were like, yeah, that's the way it should have been done. Last thing for wrestling news this week. Old Mick Foley posted on Twitter, "I tested positive for COVID following a December virtual signing and have been isolating in a hotel room for the past 18 days. Please continue to take this virus seriously, mask up, social distance, look out for one another, wishing you all a happy, healthy new year." My question is, what the fuck is a virtual signing?
How do you get it from a virtual signing?
Right. I has the confused.
18 days.
Yeah. Now, I'm not putting Foley on my Deadpool list. I'm just telling you that right now. But how do you... was he signing shit over Skype? Can you get infected from Skype and Zoom now? What the hell's going on here? I don't know what a virtual signing is.
Yeah. Wear your mask.
If the mask worked, why does everybody in Asia get this shit where they always wear masks?
Wear your fucking mask. Yeah, but it's COVID. It's COVID.
Yeah,
it's the flu. Not bacterial pneumonia.
Right. Put on your muzzles, puppies. There
Fuck,
you go.
Man.
That was it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games? It's just been a weird, slow week, news-wise.
January free games for PlayStation.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which I will pass on, and Greedfall.
Is that a slang name for Congress?
No. Greedfall is a... I'm glad you asked that. Greedfall is a 2019 RPG that tasks players with exploring a mysterious island called Tir Fradi, filled with magical secrets to explore and monsters to hunt. It was criticized because it had colonialist themes. But apparently it was really, really, really good. And I'll download it because, well... I like living here, so fuck you.
Attaboy.
I don't know what else to say about that.
I don't know.
Apparently, the lawsuit with CDPR is still happening, and they will defend themselves. As threatened earlier in December, CD Projekt SA is being taken to court in the United States over claims that the bug-ridden state of the PS4 and Xbox One releases were hidden from investors. So basically, they knew that they were there. They're just going to churn it out because, well, fuck you, you're going to buy it.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. So
people fucking bought it. So,
but the lawsuit is going ahead.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Stores are restocking Xboxes and PS5s slowly but surely.
Just in time for your stimulus check.
Just in time for your stimulus. It's amazing how that works.
Getting your own money back. How's that feel?
Yeah, the guy in charge of the vaccine thing, Bill Gates and Microsoft, now releasing them. Now that you got your stimulus check.
It's weird, almost like it's planned.
Yeah, I know, right? Nintendo Switch Online subscribers can grab another free item pack for the fighting game Super Smash Brothers. Apparently, you can get Sephiroth.
Ooh, that's what I would play.
3,000 spirit points, 5 rematch, 5 damage, 50%, 5 weakened minions, and 5 health drain. I don't know what that means.
I have never played Super Smash Brothers, but hey, if it's Sephiroth, I'm in. So.
Sephiroth.
Yep.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The one winged angel. So.
Yep. That's all I got.
All right. The only thing for music news this week, rapper MF Doom, real name Daniel DeMille, whose iconic look was inspired by, of course, Dr. Doom, passed away. He was 49. And an Instagram post shared this week, his wife Jasmine announced that he did pass away on Halloween, but did not make the cause of death public. So,
what was the cause of death?
I did not make it known. So
oh, sorry. I thought they didn't do it then.
No, she just announced kind of he passed away on Halloween. Love you, miss you type of thing. So
bullets.
Yeah. So. All right. True, false. I cleaned that up. Let's go to true and false this week.
Oh, what was last week's?
Last week's. Well, congrats to Steve on Parler for picking last week's fake story out of everyone who got it right. Actually, he was the only one who got it right. He wins a no prize. The actual fake story was the story of the college Republicans knocking down the Obama statue.
Dude, I for real thought that was real. I thought that was absolutely true. But then I thought, no, it can't be. They're too much of a bunch of pussies to do that.
Well, yeah, so pretty much. All right, you ready for this week's?
Yeah.
A social justice warrior who was yelled at during a Patriot rally is now suing the man who yelled at her, claiming it has given her PTSD. That's story number one.
Bitch.
Story number two. King's Hawaiian rolls are now in a class action lawsuit because the plaintiff here says it's false advertising because they are not made in Hawaii.
You know what I want now?
Spinach King's Hawaiian dip. Rolls. Ooh, yeah, there you go. That's good shit.
I know. In the bowl, in the fucking Hawaiian bread bowl.
Right.
Fuck.
There you go. Story number three. The ashes of the man who designed the Pringles packaging, you know, the tube, will be buried inside an urn that is in the shape of a Pringles can. So which story is false? A social justice warrior suing for PTSD because she got yelled at? King's Hawaiian rolls sued because they're not made in Hawaii? Or Pringle Man buried in a Pringle can.
They all seem so plausible.
Yes. I try to make it difficult.
It's impossible. All these, I can't tell.
You can see where these all could be true. But I will put the thread up in the Facebook group, and you can reach us on Twitter or Parler. Which story is false? So when we come back after this break, it will be time for the Deadpool draft.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Fuck yeah, we are.
NDK all fucking day. Let's do the Deadpool draft. All right, Vince, I'm going to...
No, you're going first?
Nope, hold on just a second. I got to use the thingy here. Hold on. I got to figure out... I'm not... We're going to see who gets to go first, all right? Dice roller.
Bullshit.
Pulling up a dice roller. Vince, you pick high or low.
What are you
rolling? I'm going to roll a D20.
High.
If it's above 10, Vince picks first. And survey says 8.
Fuck.
I get first draft pick.
God damn it.
Yes, sir. I am way too happy about this. With my first round pick of the 2021 Deadpool draft, I take Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, that's so easy.
I'm going to win, sir.
I didn't even have Rush on here.
I know.
That's bullshit. You don't know.
I don't know. But with my first round pick, I'm taking El Rushball. Vince, your number one pick.
Dick Van Dyke.
Mm.
He's going down this year.
Dick Van Dyke.
He's going down.
Take him off my list. He was on mine. All right. With my second round pick, Harvey Weinstein.
Ooh. Not on my list.
He knows things, and he's, quote, sick in poor health.
Wink.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, but if you say he's dead, doorknob. It's like fucking Epstein.
Wait, we'll get to that. Hold on. We'll get there.
See, because that's a bitch fucking move. If you say the lie enough, then everybody goddamn believes it. So,
yeah, that's very true.
I know it is.
All right, Vince. Second round pick.
Betty White.
Damn.
That bitch is going down this year.
All right. All right. Third round pick. Larry King.
He's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive.
I got Larry King, a third round pick.
All right.
Your third round pick, sir.
Mel Brooks.
God damn it.
Ooh!
That's two off my list.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
It means I'm going to start going to my backups here.
Dude, I went nuts this year.
Yeah. You are really in this to win. I know.
Yeah, I'm in it to win.
All right. My fourth round draft pick. I'm looking at the board here. Because I had my first three all planned out.
Yeah.
Now I'm into going by ages, pretty much.
Yeah.
Give me Burt Bacharach.
Oh, damn it. He was on the list. Fuck.
Yes. Fuck. Ah. At least I took one of yours. That makes me happy. All right, Vince, your fourth round pick.
Hal Holbrook.
Damn it. Was one of my backups.
That fucker just keeps going.
He does. All right. Fifth round. I'm going to put him on here because I think he knows too much. Give me Donald Trump. I think that might be the kickoff.
That might be that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I hate to say that, but I that's a high percentage, man.
We wish death on nobody.
Well,
nobody on our lists. Let's go with that. Pelosi,
didn't make my list.
Didn't make the list either, but you know, you can't kill Skeletor. All right, that takes us to your fifth rounder.
Yes, June Lockhart.
Damn. Yeah, that's a good pick.
She's going down. She's going down this year.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sixth round. Now we're getting into the nitty-gritties here. Well, Murder, She Wrote. Give me Angela Lansbury.
God damn it!
You're up! Yes, sir.
Fuck!
Was she your next pick?
No, but she was on the goddamn list.
Ha ha!
Fuck. I got plenty more.
I know it. All right. That takes us to your sixth pick.
Cloris Leachman.
God damn it. Yeah, she was a backup pick. Fuck.
I'm good at the backups, bub.
Yeah, I know.
Eat your backups up.
You do. That kills me. All right. We are in round seven.
Seven, baby.
I really don't want this to happen. Give me Bob Newhart.
Not on the list. I was hoping. You know he's going to, though.
But damn, I don't want it to happen. I love Bob Newhart, but yeah. All right. Seven for Vince.
Clint Eastwood.
Cocksucker.
Yeah. He's getting old.
He is.
He's getting old, bub.
That's going to suck. That's going to be Burt Reynolds' level of suck.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, look in my eighth round. Who's still left on the board? I got to take him. Give me Bob Barker.
Not on my list.
Takes him off my backup list.
That sucks.
Yeah. All right. Vince for eight.
This is from my son. You ready for this shit?
Oh, God, yes.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh. That's a good pick, though.
I know.
I hate to say it. That's
She's
a good
lizard,
pick.
Man. She lives forever.
That's true. Lizard people do live forever. All right. Back to my backups for number nine. I'm stuck between two. Damn it.
It's okay, baby.
Because I think if you may take the other one. Fuck. Give me William Daniels. Mr. Feeney. Damn it.
That's good. I thought about putting him on here.
Damn it.
I know, buddy.
All right, let's see if you take the other one I had. What's your number nine?
Julie Andrews.
Ah, not the one I was thinking. All right, last pick, sir. Last pick to round out the draft.
And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 I can pick from.
I got six left on my list.
And these are all good, too. And yeah. I don't even know who.
So are mine. Damn, let's see here. Do I go with my yearly Vince McMahon pick?
No.
It's never paid off.
It's never paid off.
It's never paid
off. That's more hopefulness than anything.
I think that one is more hopeful.
And I'm not going to pick him. I swear to God, I'm not going to pick him.
I know you're not. Yeah, I know you're not.
Crickets.
Damn it.
You're eating up airtime, bub.
I know. I'm stuck between three now. fuck. I want to win so bad.
Any, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, that's pretty much what number 10's down to. All right, hold on. I got to do dice roll.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
All right, D20, go. Ooh, we're taking Lou Gossett Jr.
Oh, not Lou.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Lou Gossett Jr. is my last pick of this year's Deadpool draft. Vince, we're down to your last pick. It's hard when you get to the last couple picks and you have a lot left on the board. You're like, oh, I don't know what to do.
And I picked old motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the oldest.
Ooh, okay.
Norman Lloyd.
Ooh.
That dude's 104.
Yeah. That's a good pick, actually. All right. So let's run down the lists here. I have Rush Limbaugh, Harvey Weinstein, Larry King, Burt Bacharach, Bob Barker, Angela Lansbury, William Daniels, Donald Trump, Bob Newhart, and Lou Gossett Jr. Vince, your list consists of the Dick Van Dyke, Betty White, Mel Brooks, Hal Holbrook, June Lockhart, Cloris Leachman, Clint Eastwood, QE2, Julie Andrews, and Norman Lloyd. Who was left on your backup list? That's my curiosity.
Do I need to read them?
Yes, I would like to know. Because our lists are now set.
You ready?
Yes.
John Astin.
Also was on my backup list.
Okay, Tippi Hedren.
Ooh, didn't have her.
Christopher Plummer.
Didn't have him either. That's
Sam,
a good pick.
Sam Elliott. Sidney Poitier.
Yep.
Prince Philip.
Okay.
Larry Storch.
Storch was on mine.
Okay. Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
Yeah. Eric Peterson. He was okay. from some Canadian TV shows. Caitlyn Jenner. Now, there's a 42% chance that could go south.
Yes, because Bruce might die.
That's it. And my last one, Tina Louise.
Mm. Ones I had left was John Astin, Ed Asner, Chubby Checker, Vince McMahon, Cicely Tyson, Larry Storch, and Barbara Eden.
That's really good.
Yeah, so my backup picks are now deleted for next year. And as of 9:50 my time, the Deadpool lists are set. All right. Now let's get to some listener picks here. Mr. Neil came in with Bob Barker, Artie Lang, Clint Eastwood, Angela Lansbury, Betty White, Mel Brooks, The Van Dyke, Queen Elizabeth, Tony Bennett, and Joe Biden.
You wish.
Biden might be a good pick. I'm just saying it might be a good pick. Brad came in with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Pete Rose, Vince McMahon, and maybe Ian McKellen.
That's pretty good, too.
That's good, yeah. Roboto came in with Bob Barker, Randy Travis, Jimmy Carter, half of Congress, you decide which half, and someone completely unexpected and shocking. Yeah, that'll happen. That's trying to get that one should be friggin' bonus points.
Who?
But the completely unexpected and shocking.
Oh.
Whoever's going to end up dead by doorknob this year. We had three last year. Wasn't it last year we lost Cornell?
No, that was like two or three years ago.
And Chester, was that a couple years ago?
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
That was a couple years ago, yeah.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I know. Elizabeth comes in with Vince McMahon, superstar Billy Graham, Keith Richards, Bob Barker, Pelosi, Feinstein, Bernie, Harvey Weinstein, Tom Cruise, Louis C.K., Nancy Grace, and Queen Elizabeth. Ronnie comes in with Vince McMahon. See, everybody thinks Vince McMahon. I think you're right. I think it's
wishful thinking.
It is wishful thinking. Vince McMahon, Norman Lloyd, Prince Philip, Burt Bacharach, Tony Bennett, Cloris Leachman, Gene Shalit, and Jimmy Carter. Baza came in with probably the best pick of all here, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Dude, that's a giveaway. Man.
That might be a gimme, Baza. Yeah.
Yeah, but fucking, what's that dude's name? Epstein.
Yeah.
Lynn Wood.
Yeah. That's coming up. Listener questions. Yep. Kim came in with Trump, Harvey Weinstein, Loretta Lynn, Bill Clinton. Bill looks bad. Joe Biden, Maxwell, Bob Barker, Tony Bennett, Ed Ames, and Congressman Josh Hawley, because he's, you know, objecting to the Electoral College. That might not be a bad pick. And Snowy, our Canadian homie here, finishes us off with McMahon, Dirty Harry, and some stupid rapper in his early 20s.
That narrows it down, bub. He's just going to win just because of that.
Yeah, I know. Snowy wins always. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. I hope I beat Vince.
I'm winning.
You said that last year and we tied.
I'm super winning then.
Ah, super winning. Yeah. Yet you did not pick Charlie Sheen.
I didn't.
Who has AIDS.
Is it AIDS or HIV?
No, he's got full blown.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I wish it was something less serious.
But he has money like Magic Johnson, so, you know, you just chop it up and inject it.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get to an FMK this week. Chris sends in a few this week. His first one here, testing a theory. Every time I put Angie Everhart on an FMK list, you guys kill her. So this week he does Lena Dunham, Lena Dunham's super cuck femme ally dad, and Angie Everhart.
I'm going to marry the dad.
Yes, I can see that.
I'm going to nail Angie Everhart.
And human potato gets baked.
Yeah, I like Angie Everhart. I think she's hot as fuck.
It's just the ones you put her in. Yeah.
Yeah, that edges it out.
Yeah. All right, his next category here, tough chick ally of the hero. Kaylee McEnany, Chitara, or Teela from He-Man?
Oh, man.
Well, you marry Kaylee.
Yeah.
You bang Chitara.
I don't know about that, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm going to bang Teela.
Well, I'm a bang Chitara, so there you go.
That's cruelty to animals. We can't have that.
And next week's show is sponsored by PETA.
At least mine was human. I mean, of course, it's a goddamn cartoon. So,
well, yeah, there's port of everything, I think.
Get some inking on my dinky.
Jessica Rabbit. All right. Last one here, Death by Snoo Snoo, Red Sonja, Wonder Woman, She-Hulk.
Comics or the movie?
Not specified. Well, let's say comics. Well, you know, they're going to win every argument. She-Hulk's a lawyer. Red Sonja is a barbarian.
That doesn't mean she's not wrong.
Well, yeah, that's true. But they, yeah. I'm going to marry.
I'm going to marry She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like it's going to be a passionless quagmire of bullshit.
Yeah, just she'll have you sign the prenup.
That's yeah, Wonder is. Woman's yeah. got to go. They're a bunch of man-hating fuckers. And then
Red Sonja's the bang.
Yeah.
I can see that. That works for me, too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some listener questions this week. Roboto wants to know. Poultry. You white meat, you dark meat.
Dark meat.
Dark meat. Yep.
There's not a piece of a chicken or turkey I don't like, though.
That's true.
Or duck. Or goose.
Or turducken.
I'm meat.
Yep. Yes.
Did it have a face? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. What piece of chicken do you go to most from a restaurant or buffet? Thigh.
Leg.
Chicken thighs have better flavor. So.
I like leg.
Yeah. How far do you gnaw on the bone or wings, ribs, and chicken? I don't gnaw on bones because I'm not an animal. But I clean off as a good amount of the meat. Let's go with that. Especially on wings.
There's a trick to it too. You pull the bones out.
Yeah, on the yeah.
Yeah.
Not the drumettes, the actual wing.
Right.
He said wings. Do you go traditional or boneless?
Depends.
Yeah. If I'm doing like a sauce gimmick, like
yeah,
then I'm going boneless just so I can stick the fork and dunk it in the sauce. But if
I
it's
like
just
the
like,
the boneless. Garlic parmesan from B-Dubs.
Yeah.
And some blue cheese.
There you go.
Oh, fuck.
But if it's just like normal barbecue, you know, hot wings, then I'm going traditional. But if I'm doing sauces, I go boneless.
Yeah.
I'm picky with my food. What goes on them? Blue cheese or ranch? Blue cheese. Ice cream. You a vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry kind of guy?
Chocolate and or strawberry. Fuck vanilla.
I'm not picky. I am picky when it comes like with stuff in the ice cream. If it's just straight flavor, I'm good with any of it. So
fuck vanilla.
If you go vanilla, what's your topping? Chocolate syrup, butterscotch, or the shell syrup that hardens on contact?
Anything.
Which I thought that was the neatest shit in the world growing up. I was like, it's meant to harden the rock. Yeah. If I'm going vanilla, I go Dairy Queen with the chocolate dip cone. Yeah, that's how I do it.
Anything that covers the taste of fucking vanilla. Vanilla is like the base flavor.
Yes.
My dad, every week, would go buy a fucking 5-gallon jug of that shit at Cub Foods.
Yep.
Like, Dad, can't you get another? Pick another fucking flavor. Anything but goddamn vanilla.
Here you go, kid. You get Neapolitan.
That's it. I would love Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Something other than goddamn vanilla. Vanilla fucking ice cream. Fuck vanilla ice cream.
All right. You a pork chop or steak kind of guy?
Pork chop.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit more pork chop right now. I mean, I won't turn down a good steak, you know.
Yeah.
But if it go like pick, yeah, I'm probably going pork chop.
Look where we're from.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of pork industry.
fucking
and we don't wear tiny hats.
What's the breaded
the pork tenderloin?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I can't even say it. I'm just thinking about it. I just see it.
Well, Kokomo does have the pork festival, or they used to.
So. The fucking the gas station. It's not a gas station. It's a fucking car wash. They've got a restaurant in there. You remember the pork tenderloin? Well, you probably don't. There's a pork tenderloin from a bowling alley down the road. They pretty much they took the recipe, and they're making that tenderloin now.
Really?
It's so fucking good, dude.
I might have to come back. Eventually.
It is so fucking. It's as big as your goddamn head.
The one at the mug is not that big, which bothered me.
But, it's good too. And then there's a Greek place around the corner that's got huge fucking tenderloins, and it's great too.
I go all the way back to going to Delinsky's, which I think was in Markleville. That's a way back for the three people to know where that's at. Yeah.
Markleville, Indiana.
Yeah. All right. His next question here. Okay, dropping a ball in Auld Lang Syne. How and why did these things get associated with New Year's? The same thing with corned beef and cabbage. Dropping a ball in the song, I don't know. Corned beef and cabbage is for good luck in the new year.
It's Irish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is we had corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, so did we. So yeah. It's supposed to bring you good luck and money.
It was very Irish in this fucking house.
Yes,
ours including was too. The fighting and the arguing.
I was going to say, including the domestic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His next question here: anyone want a twisted tea fight? Have you seen this video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good lord! Look up twisted fight. Yes, it's hilarious. Dude just gets smacked in the face with a twisted tea thing. It is one of the funniest things I've seen all week.
Nope.
It's hilarious. Now people are making twisted tea. They're 3D printing twisted tea holders for their ARs. It's hilarious.
Did he get? What did he? Is he hurt or did he deserve it? Did he?
Oh yeah, he deserved it. He was bad mouthed. He was yammering on somebody, and he just took his twisted tea and turned and 270 degrees and clocked the guy. It was lovely. Next question here: what, in hindsight, now that 2020 sucks? What is hindsight now that 2020 sucks?
2020 wasn't awful.
No, my 2020 was great. I don't know what everybody else is bitching about. Mine was good.
We had to be locked down. We had to do all this shit. It wasn't. Taxes were low.
Yeah. I traveled more last year than I had in the previous five.
Yeah, I traveled. We went to Georgia. We went to fucking South Carolina. We saw the beach.
Yeah. I mean, 2020 was great for me. I'm good.
It wasn't awful. It wasn't.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know. We found cures for a virus that nobody wants to give to us, but, you know.
Yeah. There's that.
Sorry.
Well, apparently ivermectin rates are high.
Hey, do what?
What do you mean survival rate is really high?
Yeah.
All right, Ronnie has our next question here. How does one die of COVID after blowing themselves up? This was a meme, correct? This was not actual CNN reporting that the Nashville bomber was counted as a COVID death. I believe it was a meme, but
I want to believe it was a meme. But
that's where we're at now. CNN reporting, you don't know because they just kind of make shit up like we do.
He had COVID, so
well. Good luck trying to prove it in his bits and pieces.
They could, couldn't they?
You gonna DNA test a chunk that looks like it came out of a dog food can?
They do that PCR test. And it goes. What? They amplify it 40 times.
Yeah, yeah.
They could find Jimmy Hoffa in that little fucking bit.
That's probably true. Roboto would like to know, what's the stupidest thing you have done that you personally have done on New Year's Eve and have seen or heard? I never went out and did anything stupid on New Year's. I never really went out and that's just not me. I want to stay home. The neighbors letting
their fucking kids play at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Gunshots, fucking shit exploding around here. Oh yeah, it's like, dude,
we had the cannon down here. One of my neighbors, well, if you call them neighbors, how I live, about quarter to midnight, set off their cannon. And I legitimately mean a cannon. I love where I live. Yeah. So that shook everything right before midnight.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're getting ready.
Yeah. Well, you say that. Yeah. Chris, next question here. Sharia law claims that women can't vote, speak in public, drive cars, or argue with any man. Wouldn't you say that most of Sharia is just common sense?
I have been arguing this shit for years. Thank you, Chris.
Fuck Sharia. I don't want women dressing in trash bags. I like the way women look.
I have been arguing that shit for years, man. I don't like...
Yeah. I know. And then your wife will kill you.
She's not allowed.
That ain't stopping them. All right. Handsome Dan comes in with just an observation. I don't miss the sports news at all. To be honest, Dan, I don't miss sports at all either. I haven't hardly watched anything this year or last year.
I didn't watch shit.
It frees up a lot of time to work on D&D.
Somebody was talking about some game or something, and I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the most sporting event I've watched was UFC. And even that's kind of getting shitty because they're not putting actual contenders.
I don't think anybody watches sports anymore. I know one guy who watches them, and it's really, he's fanatical about it. But
yeah, I just can't get into it anymore.
Yeah.
And I used to be diehard about it, but now it's just, okay, you get paid a lot of money to do stuff and then try to preach to me. I don't care anymore. So, all right, next question came in from Twitter. Vince, here's your question.
Fuck.
So Lynn Wood said on Twitter that Epstein is alive.
I think
what
he's full
are
of
your
shit.
Thoughts? You think he's full of shit?
I think he's full of shit.
There is a drone picture over the island. Man, there is somebody standing next to a truck that looks eerily like Epstein. That's all I'm going to say.
I was on, since they got rid of Vote, like my blood pressure's dropped significantly.
Yes.
Since I can't read the news anymore, I kind of go to poll, but I'm lurking over there.
Solid, yeah.
Somebody had said it seems like he is a has-been who got his taste of 15 minutes of fame with Trump and just now just trying to make shit up. And on Parler, some lady on Parler said proof would be great, and every MAGA-tard fucking attacked her.
Right.
And I'm like, no, you need proof.
There
would be awesome.
There has to be proof, yes.
You can't just say that shit. I understand he's a lawyer, and he could be sued for defamation and all this blah, 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 blah. But he's also a lawyer, and he knows what he can and can't say without having to say anything or prove
right.
anything.
Yeah.
So, no, proof would be fucking great.
Yes.
Because if you had proof, you could go after the fucker.
Yes, exactly.
It's great when you say, oh, he's alive. Okay, go get him. You know where he's at? Go get him. He's right here. He fucking did it. He fucked kids. Go get him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, you're just saying. Shut the fuck up is what you're just saying. At that point, you know where he's at and you know he's alive. You're just as fucking guilty of contributing to what he's fucking doing than anything else.
All
fuck
right.
off.
Yep. All right, last couple questions this week came
Damn,
in from...
Damn, it gets me hot.
I know it. Comes in from Mr. Neil. What are your thoughts on Mitch and Nancy's house vandalism? For those that don't know, Pelosi's house, which... Okay, it was spray painted. But let's just say they stayed really well between the lines on the garage door. Like... Spray paint should have got on the bricks on the garage, but it didn't. You can actually kind of see where they might have put up tape to save the bricks. I'm just saying it's weird.
Are you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, you can kind of see it. Yeah. And of course, Mitch McConnell's house was vandalized with Where's My Money? Where's was, of course, spelled wrong. Because,
You want to wow me? Tell me about when they get their houses burnt down and they're in it.
There you go.
Sorry.
His next question here, should we bring back tar and feathering? Yep. And French-style guillotines and...
Yeah, guillotines now. The tar and feathering last year.
Boiling oil for kid fuckers. And it should all be live streamed.
Sure.
And on every channel.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you fuck with freedom, animals, or the kids, or old people.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions this week. All right, Vince, it's COVID story time. We ain't got many this week, thank God. A Boston physician experienced a severe reaction just minutes after being inoculated with Moderna's vaccine on Christmas Eve. This is coming from the New York Comic Times. This was the first of its kind reaction linked to the Moderna vaccine, which was rolled out last week. Dr. Hussein, boy, that's too many A's, Z's, and H's to pronounce for me, a geriatric oncologist at Boston Medical, had a severe anaphylactic reaction immediately after receiving the vaccine. The doctor told New York Times the allergic reaction was the exact same he has when he experiences with shellfish.
Okay, wait. When you say geriatric oncologist...
Yes.
Was he an old cancer doctor, or was he a cancer doctor for old people?
A cancer doctor for old people.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah. So, bad reactions already. So
they didn't. They skipped testing for it.
Yeah, I know it. COVID vaccine recipients in LA County, Los Angeles County, will be offered a digital record that will help ensure they get their second shot and will be used to eventually be used to gain access to concert venues or airline flights or more. They're partnering this up with some company called HealthVana. They can put this in their digital Apple wallet or Google or competing Google platform to prove to airlines, schools, or whoever needs it that they've had the shot. We told you this was coming. Papers, please.
That can't be hacked.
Nope. Now we go off to Spain. Those who don't wish to be immunized against the virus will not remain anonymous. The Ministry of Health will register the names of people who refuse to have it and their reasons why. Minister of Health assured the Spanish public that the vaccine is effective against the new strain of COVID-2. How's that possible? If it mutated... We get a flu shot every year, and that never fucking works because the flu keeps mutating. But this is okay. This will work.
Hexenhammer. You watch him.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying something about the new strain. It's faster.
Right.
It's not. It's less deadly, but faster.
It spreads faster. Yeah.
Which is good because that means it's burning out.
I have no idea. Is the virus real? Yep. Is all this bullshit? Yep.
Yeah. I guess it's better because it's burning out faster. That's how they work.
Just means they'll have to come up with something new. This information will be included in a vaccination registry of every citizen in Spain. And it will start on the 21st.
Which it still doesn't matter because ivermectin still takes care of it.
Yeah, but now they're in Spain, they're putting you on a list.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. The fucking cure is there. Once you get it, your T and B cells will fucking kick in.
Right.
You get it again, it'll be like, oh, I've had this before.
Yeah. Last thing for COVID this week. A CNN headline this week stated that if you want to travel this year, you probably will need a vaccine passport to do so.
Fuck off.
Congratulations. We told you this was coming.
And then the fucking little cocksucker doctor that was on there, was it CNN or one of the MSNBC? I think it was CNN. He's like, well, even if you get the both rounds of vaccine, you still got to wear your fucking mask and you still got to not do anything. You still got to be scared and put in your fucking... That's the whole fucking point of getting the goddamn vaccine is to go out and do shit.
Yeah.
I got to fucking get a vaccine to go to Belize or something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Once you get it, you can fucking go.
No, not now.
Not now.
Now you still have to wear your muzzle and stay in your kennel.
Fucking, how fucking retarded do you think we are? Well, apparently people still believe in it, so...
People wear masks while driving in their own car. I saw a picture of a woman swimming in the ocean wearing a mask.
Sharks.
If ever there was a time for Bruce the Shark to attack. All right, let's go to Did You See the Stories this week? Apparently there is a political action committee called Secular Democrats of America.
Sorry.
And they wrote a report for Joe Biden and his transition team.
Oh, that's nice.
To boldly restore a vision of constitutional secularism. And they gave it to Democratic representatives Raskin, Huffman, who are the co-chairs of the Congressional Freethought Caucus. But it, the basically what it all comes down to is one word in here, or one sentence that said, the rise of white Christian nationalism should be viewed as a severe national security threat. Damn evil white Christians that want to keep America, America.
Those damn evil white Christians who aren't doing shit but rolling over for you fuckers. Yeah, boy, yeah, they're a big threat.
National security threat, huh?
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Doing what they're told. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I don't see a lot of white American Christians really doing anything to anybody, are they?
No.
If you want to, you know, get me going with some white nationalist Christians, they would have fucking taken care of the BLM problem here in town.
Ding.
Sorry.
Just ding.
Yeah.
All right. Next thing here, the $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief and government funding bill signed by Trump includes, Vince, did you know about this? It includes a 180-day countdown for the Pentagon and spy agencies to reveal what they know about UFOs. Did you know this was in here?
I didn't.
The countdown was not part of the original legislation, but was a committee comment that was attached to the bill afterwards. The Senate Intelligence Committee said in a comment that it directs this, it will direct the Director of National Intelligence to consult with Secretaries of Defense and heads of such other agencies to submit a report within 180 days of the enactment of the act to the Congressional Intelligence and Armed Services Committee on Unidentified Aerial Phenomena.
Yep, we don't know nothing. This is what we got. Here you go.
Yeah, it's pretty much what I'm guessing is that's, what they're going to say. Yeah.
Yeah, that's as simple as it's going to get.
Yeah. But who knows if, you know, 3 months, if this virus gimmick ain't holding out for him anymore, it might be aliens. Let's do aliens this time. Yeah.
Blue beam?
Yeah.
Let's get blue beam started, guys.
Yeah. Vince, do you know this a man by the name of Cy Hirsch?
Oy vey.
Well, apparently, if you've been following the Seth Rich story, and we kind of have here a little bit, Cy Hirsch, his deposition testimony, he apparently tried to backtrack his previous statements, admits he did, in fact, have a 31-year-long FBI source who told him, Cy Hirsch used to work for the NSA. Sorry, I left that part out. The FBI had examined Seth Rich's computer and found emails from Seth Rich to WikiLeaks requesting payment in exchange for the DNC emails. Goodbye, your Russia hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, actually under oath. It was the insider known as Seth Rich who was mysteriously shot, or quote, robbed in D.C., even though they left his wallet, his phone, his watch. Yeah.
I didn't see that on CNN, did you?
No. But yeah, apparently the deposition is like, yeah, FBI's known. They know. They have his emails and his computers.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yep. But remember, jeez, it was Russia that hacked it. Remember that led to the Russia hoax, the Russia hacked the DNC, and that Russia was helping Trump, and they would spend all the money investigating Russia, and it was Russia, Russia, Russia by all the Democrats, and
Russia, yeah. Russia, Russia!
Right. Well, here's your actual proof that, nope, it was an insider who was pissed off at the DNC because he was actually mad because he was a Bernie supporter, and the DNC fucked over Bernie a couple of elections ago. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what this was all about. That's the truth of the story. It wasn't Russia. So, all right. Next thing here on New Year's Eve. Left-wing nutcase journalist and New York Times author, best-selling author, Kurt Eichenwald.
There you go.
Wished pain and misery on Republicans and said he wanted to find an anti-masker and beat them to death. During the rant, Eichenwald, who scolded against anti-mask fucking Christians who preen about God saving them from COVID, claiming they are who Jesus condemns.
Why is this fucking Jew talking?
That's the question. Twitter actually took down his tweet about beating an anti-mask person to death due to their terms of service, surprisingly.
He's in the tribe, too. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to find an anti-masker and beat them to death.
And stupid Christians, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, fuck Christians, yeah. On behalf of said people, I'm your fucking Huckleberry. Try me. I'll knock your tiny hat off.
Oh, my.
Yeah. All right. About 150... The story says protesters, but they're rioters, kids. About 150 of them blocked traffic in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral early on New Year's Day in New York, and then they graffitied the outside of the church. While inspecting the scene, cops found the letters ACAB, all cops are bastards, and pink letters, pink spray paint, 2 feet by 4 feet on the facade of the cathedral. The crowd ultimately had dispersed, and no one was arrested.
No.
Shocking. Really? St. Patrick's Cathedral. Okay. Okay.
But they're brothers.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, there's something.
Shit.
All right, last thing for the week here. This bill just came up in the State of New York Assembly. We told you so. That if the governor of New York, through the recommendation of local health departments, may call a person a severe health risk and may remove said person from their home and place them in a detention center. FEMA camps. We told you this was FEMA camps. The bill is sponsored by Noah Nick Perry, who is a member of the Working Families Party. The Working Families Party, those for you who are unaware, gets almost 95% of its funding from somebody named George Soros. You can look him up. He's not good. I hate to say we told you so, but welcome to 2021 and get ready to go to your FEMA camps. Hunger Games.
Yeah. As long as they don't have vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. No, that's all they have.
Fuck!
FEMA camp, it's just vanilla ice cream.
Fuck.
Yeah. We told you that they were going to come start finding a way to round you up. You don't get your shot, well, you're a health risk. Get in the boxcar. We have a delousing agent for you. Yeah. You don't have your papers in your little virtual wallet? Yeah. Get in the boxcar. We told you. I don't want to be right, but we are. Vince, what do you got? You got anything? Final thoughts? Anything?
Keep your stick on the ice and the women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. We'll see everybody at our FEMA camps. And Vince is losing the Deadpool again this year.
Fuck you. We tied. There's no losses. We tied.
And was it a winner either?
Whatever.
All right. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.